Recorded Books and RB Digital present Next to Last Stand by Craig Johnson. Narrated by me, George Waddell. There are not enough Indians in the world to beat the 7th Cavalry. George Armstrong Custer. Acknowledgements. The story of Custer Lee Adams's painting, Custer's Last Fight, approaches the drama of the historic moment it depicts and is something I've wanted to write about for some time. Although I've been interested in the Battle of the Little Bighorn, I never developed the mania that seems to overtake those who fall under the spell of the historic incident that took place just up the road from my ranch. There's been so much written and rewritten on the subject that it seemed like a mountain too tall to climb until I stumbled onto something that triggered my interest. Other than seeing Budweiser reproductions hanging in every bar and saloon in the West, I happened on the painting, in a literary sense, in the Norman MacLean Reader, a collection of essays, letters, and other writings by, in my estimation, one of the most eminent men of letters in the West. A portion of the book is dedicated to an unfinished Custer manuscript that the great writer either gave up on or simply discovered he didn't have time to write. The Custer Lee Adams painting is referred to numerous times, and its social implications intrigued me to the point that I started off on the first of many steps in climbing Mount Custer. One source was Christopher Courtlander, ambassador and diplomatic agent for the Crow Nation, and his extravagant Custer Battlefield Museum in Gary Owen, Montana. Mr. Courtlander is licensed to reproduce the Otto Becker revision of Adams's Custer's Last Fight through Anheuser-Busch in a beautiful museum-quality print available through the museum at www.custermuseum.org.